Hey, welcome, 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 welcome one and all. This is Carlos Cavallo with your weekly dose of dating advice for those who really want to learn how this stuff works. I go online very frequently and I'll look at a lot of the articles that are out there online. And I'll have to say that by and large, and I don't really like to disparage anybody else, but a lot of the stuff you get out there is pretty darn lame. I mean, it's a lot of what I call feel-good advice. It's the advice that, you know, kind of gives you a little pat on the head and says, oh, it's okay, you're okay, everything will just be okay. But it never tells you how to make it better the next time, right? It's always some sort of sentiment about how bad that guy was or how you got ripped off and you're just a victim and, you know, all these things. And even the ones that try and give you a little bit of advice either sound condescending or the advice they give is really impractical and unworkable. I want to give you real understanding of how to make your relationships better, okay? It's probably the most important thing I can do for you without, you know, sugarcoating everything. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to abuse you verbally, but I will tell you that there is so much more waiting for you on the other side of what I call this cognitive barrier that we have between us and the truth. And the truth is that really getting a man to commit is not that difficult. It's not. It's not hard at all if you know what you're doing. Now, the problem being that so many people these days are tuned into one radio station. We all are tuned into this radio station. You've probably heard of it before. I call it WIIFM. That's WIIFM. What's in it for me? That's right. What's in it for you? Well, you're looking for security, commitment. I had this epiphany the other day when I was thinking about this whole topic of commitment, and I was thinking, you know, commitment is a very important thing for a woman. She's looking for the security and solidity in her romantic relationship. It's just, it's genetic on a lot of levels. You can't avoid it. Women absolutely need this so that they don't have this constant lingering anxiety of, oh my God, is he going to leave me? Is he going to go find somebody else? She has to know he's going to be there on some level. And that even is true, even if it's not the right guy for her, even if she's not 100% into him, she still needs to feel that from the relationship she has. And unfortunately, that leads so many women to accept relationships that are frankly unacceptable. But the reality hit me finally. I asked my wife this. I said, Jen, what else is there in terms of tangible proof that a man is committed to you? And she's like, oh, there's really nothing. I mean, the only thing you get is the engagement ring, right? That's it. And then, of course, it's the actual marriage, but the engagement ring is kind of a stand-in saying, oh, don't worry, you will get married. And that's it. From the time you meet him until the time you get that ring, there's nothing saying that he will definitely positively be there for you. And even that is kind of up for debate, right? We know that half of marriages don't work out as it is. So is that even a proof, right? A tangible proof to you? Do you ever get the kind of proof you need that he's actually committed to you? Well, that's the thing that I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the three reasons why men won't commit to you. There's this great lyric from an old 80s rock song that it just sticks in my head. I can still hear it to this day. The band's name was GTR, by the way. It was kind of one of those, I don't want to call it a super group, but it was a group comprised of people from other bands. And the lyric was great. The song is actually pretty cool, too. And it's called When the Heart Rules the Mind, One Look and Love is Blind. That's the lyric anyways. And it's a romantic and it's actually a fairly accurate observation. But does the heart ever rule the mind when it comes to men? Why does it seem like he won't let his heart win when it comes to committing to your relationship? And there's been so much speculation on why men won't commit to you even after he's fallen for you. And I need to put an end to this and explain to you the real reason why men won't commit. I get tired of hearing all the women's magazines' theories as to why men don't commit, so that I basically felt I had to set the story straight here. First, let's get rid of some of the myths about why men won't commit. Myth number one for why men won't commit is bad timing. Really? Seriously, let me ask you something. Would you ever turn down a promotion and a raise at work because, well, it wasn't the right time? You need to wait for the timing to be right for that perfect promotion. No, hell no, you take it, right? I mean, would you turn down a delicious seafood dinner because, well, you'd rather eat in a half an hour? No, Sorry, lobster wins out on that one. Has there ever really been a bad time to drink water to keep yourself hydrated and alive? Nope. There's always a good time for that, right? My point is this. If something is truly good, right, and it feels good and you want it, you'll make it work out for you. If he sees that this relationship is really as great as it should be for him to commit to you, right? If he sees that, would he really deprive himself of having you just because of timing? Have you ever turned down a guy that you were really into because the timing wasn't right? Mm-mm. It was more like an excuse, right? I mean, if somebody offers you a $250 meal at a superb restaurant, you jump on it in a heartbeat, even if you had just finished your supper. But if it was McDonald's, well, maybe then you could wait a little longer, right? Hey, maybe you look a little too much like McDonald's to him right now. You see, the truth is that men see relationships as being in one of three stages. Number one is you're not having sex yet. Number two is you're having sex. Number three is you're getting intimate and serious. In other words, this is the commitment stage. If he won't go from stage two to stage three with you, well, he's into the sex, but there's something about taking it to the next level that doesn't appeal to him, or there's something that is holding him back. And it's not a general fear of emotion or commitment either. I know that this confirms many women's suspicions to believe that all men are broken this way. We're all, you know, we're all unable to commit. We all have a problem with our emotional. We can't let our emotions out. But it's actually not true. And if I don't set this record straight for you, you could wind up never finding out what really stops you from getting the love you deserve. You need to know what signal it is you're giving off that he's misreading and fix it so that he sees you as the prize that you believe yourself to be. Well, there's a place where this timing does get in the way, by the way, but that's only in a very particular situation, a very particular stage of life. And I'll explain that one in a bit. But next up is myth number two for why men won't commit. Work is crazy. Sorry, men only give up quality time with their girl for work when work seems like a better way to spend his time. Now, come on. I mean, the scary thought here is really you might be thinking, hey, I'm making him feel this way. Isn't that the scary thought that's going around in your head? You could be afraid you're pushing him away and he's retreating into work. Thankfully, however, this usually isn't the case. Human beings, we usually only spend time on those things we truly want to be doing at that moment. But there's a time in a man's life when his work will take priority over you. And it's usually when he's trying to provide for you. He's trying to build his career. He's trying to make something of himself so that providing for you is a possibility. But by far, the most fantastic reason that I hear people coming up with for a guy not committing is this next one. Myth number three for why men won't commit. The relationship is so amazing that it scares him. This one's right up there with the denial reason of, I'm too good for him, and he was scared off by that. Otherwise known as, he doesn't deserve me. Proclaiming that you're better than him and that this is a reason why he's not committing to you is kind of ridiculous. And it's a defense mechanism. It's not a reason. If he didn't want to date you for any reason, you're playing the I'm going to jack up my self-esteem card with that kind of reasoning and rationale is asking for trouble down the road. Guys don't leave relationships because they fall into a pit of despair over how inadequate he is. Men simply don't deprive themselves of love intentionally. You don't either. You don't stop yourself and say, oh my God, I don't deserve him. I can't. I have to leave the relationship, you know, as you put your hand on your forehead and swoon. He's not scared of all that love and juicy affection you've got for him. That's just an illogical rationalization. What he does fear is settling for an average relationship when he knows he could keep looking for a fantastic one. I know. You're a fantastic woman that would make his life something extraordinary, and I'm not being sarcastic about that. I know, it's true, and you'd make him happy for the rest of his life. But are you showing that to him? Ah, therein lies the rub, as Shakespeare once said. But now we've reached the ultimate myth about why men don't commit. This is the top of the line, grade A, super reason that women have come up with for men not committing, and that is he has commitment phobia. Sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? Well, after all, if there's a reason a man wouldn't want to stay in a relationship with you, it's got to be because he's a horn dog with an inability to commit, and he's got deep-seated emotional issues that label him as not only immature, but he's a borderline narcissist. Yeah, and that was actually supposed to be sarcastic, by the way. Come on. I know there's all these self-help authors out there that are trying to point the finger of blame that men are so broken and so grossly defective. But the truth is, it's just not true. Men don't fear committing. See, the problem with that whole concept is that it's just not true. Very few men are commitment phobic. We don't fear committing. We do it all the time. We commit to the car we buy, right? We commit to the career we chose, to the school we went to. We commit all the time. We don't fear commitment, ladies. What we men fear is entrapment and emasculation. There's a big difference there, and I'll explain it to you now as we get into the three real reasons men won't or don't commit. Real reason he won't commit, number one, he sees a scary pattern. That scary pattern is, of course, this. Number one, he started dating you and things were great. Number two, things got serious, but, you know, he was still okay with that. Number three, until you started to change from the cool chick he started dating into this rather neurotic mess that needed to know, where is this going? What do you feel for me? What are you thinking? Number four, then you became someone different, someone not quite as fun to be around, when all you could do is focus on getting your needs met. Now, wait a second before you scream and say, Carlos, but I can't get my needs met. Yes, you can. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You absolutely need to. The problem came up because you put your needs on hold and then hid them for far too long, thinking that if you could look like the person you thought he was looking for, a woman who had no demands of her own and no needs, well, then he would definitely accept you and, of course, want to marry you. Until you realized you couldn't play that act anymore because you did it for too long and then you freaked out. Here's a little shocker about guys and men. We know you want us to make a commitment eventually. We know it already. If we were truly afraid of that, we would probably never date. We'd never get married or jump into relationships in the first place. We just want you to want us as much as you want this commitment, all right? This imaginary idea of commitment. Don't chase the status or the engagement ring so much that you forget about the man. Does that make sense? And that leads me to why he won't make that commitment to you. Reason number two, he's not falling in love. He's being pushed into a commitment. When you try to force a man to do anything, he'll run in the opposite direction as fast as he can. Trying to force a guy to commit puts him under extreme emotional pressure. I mean, I get it. You do this because he seems to be taking forever to get there, right? But he's just trying to enjoy spending time with you, not hit some grandiose title of committed man. When a man feels pressure and he's obligated to do something, he's going to associate those bad feelings with you. Just take a step back, breathe deep, and realize that the only way to motivate him to commit to you is by dropping the fixation you have with commitment. Do that, and you'll actually get that commitment. I get it. Yes, you're trying to get rid of that nagging sense of insecurity about the relationship. You do need to have some sense of stability, that feeling of grounding, right? But guess what? Even after you finally get to the next official stage of devotion, whatever that is, well, you're just going to have to find new things to be insecure about a few days later, right? It's a hollow accomplishment to seek some kind of definite when it comes to relationships, let alone the imaginary state of being quote-unquote committed. I mean, really, what proves that to you? Look, chances are the guy you're with is already committed to you. You just don't know it. And there's nothing official or binding about the status of committed. It's just an idea in our heads. The only thing you ever have that's a sure thing is when you're together and enjoying the time you have with each other. That's it. And even that is fleeting. He will actually want to be in a long-term exclusive relationship with you if he feels that it's something you're on the road to accomplishing, not running to catch and seize. Instead of obsessing over a title or a grand gesture of commitment, focus on enjoying the quality of time you spend with each other right now. That's what a man pays attention to in a relationship. He pays attention to how he feels when he's with you and if it's a good time. And now we finally have real reason your guy won't commit to you, number three. You're trying to be the imaginary woman he will commit to. You see, most women, they spend far too much time trying to be the woman he wants instead of being the woman they are and then watching to see which men find her attractive. You'll never be the perfect goddess that attracts any and all men to you. It's a narcissistic delusion to think that that's possible. But most women know that they can be the woman almost any man wants simply by not trying to be somebody else. As Oscar Wilde once said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. He'll instantly want to lock you in when he sees that most of the time you're the woman that not only makes himself feel good about himself, but you genuinely enjoy him and the time you have together. No one runs to hide from the person who makes them feel good about themselves. Remember that. Oh, by the way, here's the complete lyric from that song I was talking about earlier, the one from GTR. I really like the final thought that the whole thing communicates together, and it's a good message for any woman. When the heart rules the mind, one look and love is blind. If you want the dream to last, take a chance, forget the past. And if you'd like to discover the rules of the heart and how to rule his mind, check out this video on the secrets of being truly irresistible to men. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. Once you learn how to activate a guy's built-in attraction mechanism in his heart won't be far behind that. Then you won't have to worry about making him want to commit to you. He'll do it all on his own, willingly. He'll be the one seeking you out for the commitment. Seriously, it really does work this way. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.